Welcome to Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Good afternoon, all of our listeners. Welcome to another edition of Dr. Doctor. This is a show about empowering our listeners through education and improving your health naturally. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. John Smith, joined by Dr. Carla Irvin. We want to start by giving a big thank you to our listeners for your participation in listening to our program. We've received a tremendous amount of calls and questions from people who need more information or who want to come in and visit our office. And we are absolutely blessed to have the opportunity to help the people here in our community, our neighbors here in northern Colorado, and doing it without drugs and without surgery. I'm going to give you our number right now. It's 970-663-4494. That's 663-4494. We offer free consultations, full spinal exams, the whole package to get you back to feeling your absolute best, living the healthiest life possible. Let's talk about today's show. Today's show is about the low back, and we're calling it Low Back 101, and we're going to cover the anatomy, the function, what can go wrong, why it happens, and what you can do about it. But in order to be able to identify the problem and treat it appropriately, you have to have a basic understanding of how everything works.
So here's what we want to start off with. We weren't intended to take a bunch of pills. There is a better way, and we've been talking about this for months and months on the air, like chiropractic, to manage and treat low back issues. When posture and alignment is improper configuration, you function better so we can live a higher quality of life. Now, low back pain hits about 87% of the population at some point in time in your life.
87%.
Exactly. But the reason is because misalignments occur, which put pressure on the nerves. A lot of people come in thinking it's just my muscles. It's got to be muscular. But that thinking is really flawed because of where the muscles are attached. Those muscles are attached to the bone. Muscles are attached to the bones so that the bones can move in its normal, your normal range of motion. So muscles hold bones, allow movements. Ligaments are for stabilization. So what happens is when you sprain a ligament or strain a muscle, you're also involving the joints of your spine. You cannot have involvement of soft tissue without also causing misalignments to the bone that they're attached to.
Makes sense.
Exactly. So for some doctors or therapists who say, oh, it's just a muscle, that's an incorrect assessment. We don't just have muscular problems and we don't just have bony problems. So it's very important that you understand the basics of the anatomy, because when you do, you're not going to be trying to solve your low back pain just by taking another pill. You're going to realize that the misalignments and the wear and tear process that causes can be reversed with the right form of treatment. It doesn't matter what caused the process of degeneration, whether it be your lifestyle, your job, a car accident, or just years of misalignment. Chiropractic can help you take charge of your life again. And that includes decreasing the symptoms that you experience, whether it's low back pain, sciatica, numbness and tingling in your feet, or pain referred to other areas like your hips. Once you identify the problem, then we can prescribe and design a treatment plan that is tailored to you and your specific issues.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Irvin. Listen, misalignments are just like having your car out of alignment. I think a lot of our listeners have some sort of experience with that. The damage doesn't happen suddenly or overnight. It builds up over time, and slowly but surely, that wear and tear can become almost too much to treat successfully. You know, we've seen that wear and tear arthritis in kids as young as 14 years old in the practice. And here's the important piece to know, though, is that wear and tear arthritis from those misalignments in your low back can be stopped in its tracks. But once it gets beyond a certain point of no return, if you will, that's when you'll be staring down a back surgery or neck surgery. And the statistics on that are clear, folks. In the vast majority of those cases, it's not a successful path to take. I'm sure most of you out there know somebody who's had some sort of back or neck surgery, yet they're still suffering in as much pain or more than they were before the surgery. You know, you can do something about it, though. Prevention is the key. It's the same with your body as it is with your car. Why is it that we'll get preventative care on our vehicles and on our teeth, but so many people wait for their spines to break down before they do something about it? listen to your body. If you've been having chronic pain, that's your body talking to you, mm-hmm. telling you something is wrong. There are nerves that are being impinged because of the spinal misalignments, and you have to make the choice to do something about it.
Well, I really want to interject here. I want to tell you a story about one of my patients. I was seeing a woman for quite some time, and she mentioned that her grandson and how she spent days with him at Jewish Hospital for asthma issues. I guess it was really severe. He was missing a great deal of school, and they were doing all kinds of tests, but he was still having significant breathing problems due to asthma and allergies. She asked if I'd, you know, meet with him. And I said, well, of course, I don't know if I can help him. I haven't looked at him yet. But she asked if I would. And I said, of course. So he coughed so hard in the office while I was examining him that he would vomit numerous times into the trash cans in the office during each visit. I treated him for a few weeks and he responded almost immediately. It was beautiful. Kids respond to care so much faster than we do. They have less wear and tear on their systems. So he was able to go back to school, enjoy outdoor activities, and basically just go back to being a kid. Now he comes in for his treatments every couple of months with no symptoms, and he tells me, you know, everything he's been doing. But I got to tell you this, last year he comes in and he shows me this picture of him with a dead deer. I'm like, really? Now, you guys don't know me that well. If you go to the website, you'll see, you know, background stories about me and in my history. I am an animal lover. And I didn't understand why he was showing me this picture. He's like, Dr. Irvin, you don't understand. I was camping in the woods for a week. He could have never done that before. Just walking outside flared up asthma and allergy symptoms. It was a huge deal. This changed his life.
You helped him feel better, and then he went out and was killing deers. Listen, folks, that is a great story, truly, but if you're having low back pain, maybe it usually goes away, but this time it just hasn't. Come get it checked out. You really do owe it to yourself. Our purpose is to get you out of pain, functioning better. You've got to be able to move. Movement is life, folks. Call us number 970-663-4494. First 10 callers only. We have offices in Loveland and Fort Collins. Call Josie. If she's on with another caller, leave your contact information. We'll get back to you. We're going to come right back after this break. Today's show is Low Back 101. Stick around. This is Dr. Doctor on 1310 KFK.
Now, more Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Welcome back to Dr. Doctor. Folks, our show is about not only achieving optimal health naturally, but we aim to be truly educational, to open your eyes out there to the other side of healthcare that doesn't include just taking another pill. The more you understand how your body works, the more you'll pay attention to it when it's giving you signals that something's not quite right. We want to continue talking about the low back. Today's show is Low Back 101. Doc, give our listeners some more info on really the anatomy, because that's really important to understand before you can understand why 87% of the population develops low back pain at some point, as in that stat that you listed earlier.
Well, let's understand the basics. Our spines have curves. It's designed for shock absorption and for walking upright. It should be straight when you're looking from the back view. But when you're looking from the side, you're going to have three curves, your neck curve, your upper back, and your lower back curve. They're responsible for absorbing what they call axial pressure. That's downward pressure when you're walking. And they have to withstand a lot of heavy loads. And we can't do that unless our spine is in proper alignment with those curves. The vast majority of us have five lumbar vertebras and one sacral segment. That's kind of known as your tailbone in layman's terms. The reason we say vast majority is that there are some people that have what's called sacralization. It's a four lumbar vertebra with a fused fifth lumbar vertebra.
Fused to the tailbone, right?
Exactly, to that sacrum. Or you have lumbarization, which is a sixth vertebra. So your lumbar vertebra are numbered. You have L1 through L5. And they have big, thick, fat discs in between the bones. And as we described earlier, the discs, along with the curves, act as shock absorbers, but they also work as kind of, if you think of them at the disc as spacers, to help form the holes that the nerves come out of on both sides of that vertebra. The hole where the nerve exits is made by two bones, one above, the bone above, and the bone below, the spinal disc. I'm sure you've heard about herniations or slipped discs. We've talked about this in previous shows. When those discs are damaged, they can put pressure on the nerve and cause intense back pain and also referred pain, what we call referred pain.
Well, and you just hit on a couple of them, but I want our listeners to understand that it's more than just a herniation. You're going to hear bulge disc. You're going to hear prolapse disc, slip disc, degenerative disc disease, degenerative joint disease, arthritis.
Right.
Those are all the same term for what's happening when that disc is being damaged and breaking down and those bones are getting slowly closer and closer together.
Exactly.
Putting pressure on that nerve.
And I just want to mention here that not only can the herniation put pressure on the nerve and cause that referred or a pain like sciatica down the back of the leg or pain into the hips, but there can also be a lot of kind of widespread pain, diffused pain that's from fluid that leaks from the disc when they're damaged.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned earlier, everything works together. I can't tell you how many patients we see with low back pain that are experiencing involvement from the hips or involvement from the knees. And here's why. It's called compensation. Think about this. If you've ever sprained an ankle, you know what it's like to naturally favor that ankle. And what you end up doing is you put a lot more work and you put a lot more demand on the side that's good. Then what happens? You start developing pains on that side that was the good side, right?
I
think this has happened to a lot of people. That's compensation, and we see this all the time in low back cases. Many, many times we'll have patients who come in and they're complaining of hip pains or knee pains, and what we figure out is they've got this giant scoliotic curve or a lot of degenerative discs in their low back that they've been compensating for years. Or, you know, it works the other way too. We'll see patients who are coming in complaining of that low back pain that strikes 87% of the population, but then you find out that their hips are completely imbalanced. Compensation in the body is really a common cause of many of the aches and pains that we deal with and that we treat on a regular basis.
Well, you know, and that's why when a patient comes in, we want to know where your pain is, what symptoms you're actually feeling. But from that point on, we are going to do a thorough exam and find evidence for really where you have the problem. If I just listen to people that say, my hips are off, my hips ache, and I never looked at the low back, I never looked at the knees, we wouldn't be appropriately treating that patient. So a thorough exam is really so important because sometimes the patient doesn't, they don't know where the problem really is. They only know where the pain is.
Sure. And I know, listen, today's show is Low Back 101, but just for our listeners out there, you've been having chronic shoulder pain, check your neck. If you've been having chronic neck pain, we've got to check and see what's going on with your shoulders too.
Right.
Same sort of thing, also very involved together.
Yeah. Yes.
Listen, it's our job to figure out if there's an actual dysfunction of the hips or the knees, or if your body is compensating from the low back problem. There's muscles which can flare up because of disc problems, like the quadratus lumborum. Don't worry about the name of it, but they're two big muscles in the lower part of your back. And when this happens, you're going to think, I'll just get a massage. The problem is you're only getting short-term relief because you haven't dealt with the true cause of the problem. You know, we work with massage therapists. We have them in both of our offices. We rely on them to assist us with treating the muscle issues. You know, but our most important priority is really to properly diagnose the problem so we can treat it accordingly. You know, we talked about some patients who have different anatomy, the sacralization, the lumbarization, a spondylo. Maybe you've heard of that when one bone slips further on top of the bone below it. You know, there's a lot of different things, some of them normal or common for people to have, some of them not so common. But if you never actually properly assess someone, if you're just taking another pill for that low back pain, or you're just meeting with maybe another chiropractor who doesn't do a thorough evaluation and just starts adjusting on you, you can do a lot more harm than good. So listen, I hope this is making sense to you guys out there. If this is making sense, give us a call, 970-663-4494. Come on in. We'll check your posture, check your alignment. Your body has to be in proper alignment to function correctly. For our listeners, we offer you a free consultation, a full spinal evaluation. And if we can help you and you decide to get care in our office, we're even going to give you your first week of care absolutely free. No catch, folks, but that's only for the first 10 callers. Don't be in pain. You were designed by God perfectly not to be in pain. Give us a call, 970-663-4494. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to shift gears and talk about what you can actually do for that low back pain besides taking drugs. Stick around. This is Dr. Doctor on 1310 KFK.
Now, back to Dr. Doctor with your hosts, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Irvin Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
I am Dr. John Smith. Folks, thanks for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, we're here with Dr. Carla Irvin as well. We're covering the basics of low back today in Low Back 101. Listen, we want you to understand out there very clearly, there are options for you that don't include drugs and surgery. But all you have to do is take the first step. We can't do it for you. I'm going to get right back into it. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the anatomy, the function of the low back. This is so important for your understanding. Find out to understand why so many people come down with low back issues. Listen, here's another one that's pretty common. An increased curvature of the lumbar spine. That's known as a hyperlordosis. This can be caused from congenital problems, meaning you were born with it. It can be caused from high heels in females, not taking care of abdominal muscles. We see that far too often in society today. Those joints end up pinching down on each other, and that puts pressure on the nerves. We have the hole where the nerves come out in the low back. It's called the IVF. That's less than 2 millimeters wider than the average size diameter of the spinal nerve that comes out of your low back. So there's not a whole lot of room, not a whole lot of leeway there. When you're experiencing traumas, falls, twists, that leads to problems and breakdown of the disc, leads to problems with the bones, the joints, and ultimately it puts pressure on the nerves, which is why you are experiencing the low back pain. Understand the psoas muscle. This is a muscle that attaches to the front of the spine and to the hip joint. It's actually a hip flexor. A couple tests for you. Look down at your feet. If one foot is turning outward and the other one is pointing straight, that means the psoas muscle may be too tight, which is pulling the spine off in that direction. This affects organs and tissues of the low back by pinching on those nerves and eventually leads to low back pain. I'll give you another quick test. Lie on your back. Turn your big toes in towards your other big toes. If one side is unequal, that also indicates there's muscular problems in the low back. But remember, it doesn't work alone, guys. It's because of misalignment of the spine. The muscle begins to overactivate in time. It compensates, like I was talking about earlier, and then that chronic, slowly buildup of pain ends up developing. You have to understand that only 20% of the nerve fibers actually contain pain sensory fibers. 80% is actually functional fibers, which are the cause and the motivator behind the movement when the signal comes down from your brain. Mm-hmm. Listen, do those tests at home. If this is you, get yourself an appointment. You have to have your alignment checked. If you're out of alignment, naturally you're going to lead to chronic low back pain every single time. That's as basic as that. Arthritis, degeneration starts to occur. Your body lays down calcium because it's trying to strengthen an area. That puts pressure on the nerve. Listen, we see kids with low back pain. Kids got posture just like their parents have posture. It's a family affair, guys. Don't leave your kids at home. Take them in. Come get them checked out, too. Besides low back pain, you can have problems with organs if there's impingement on the low back nerves. The brain signals down through the spinal cord. It controls, those nerves control, some of the organs in the pelvic cavity, the uterus, the bladder, ovaries in female, prostate in the male, kidneys. How do you think your organs get the message to work at the right time? But think about it. If you cut those nerves, you would lose function. You could be paralyzed in the lower legs if damage is too severe. Well, what do you think happens if those bones are just out of alignment, putting that small but consistent pressure on those nerves over time?
Decrease sensory output.
Sure.
So I just want to tell you about this study about women with menstrual problems. It was done by Dr. Carl Lewitt. He is an MD and he's also a neurologist. And he found through this study, quote, when menstrual pain with otherwise normal gynecological findings is present, it's usually from a vertebral origin, being out of alignment from lumbar or sacral region. Additionally, he says, 75% of women had excellent response to manipulation and also for sterility. Women trying to get pregnant is not uncommon at all coming into a chiropractor's office. There are many chiropractors having this experience with female patients trying to conceive unsuccessfully.
I think I know one of those chiropractors myself, Dr. Irvin.
It's me.
Yeah.
I was so proud. I was just so proud of this. I had a patient who came in, and she came in for lumbar pain, hip pain. And
part
those
of that
things.
87%.
Exactly. And then I found out that she was having difficulty conceiving. She and her husband had been trying for a while and hadn't been successful. And they were just desperate to have a baby. It was
sure.
time in
That's
their lives.
That's not uncommon.
So I just want to read. I mean, I could tell you the whole story, but let me just read from her perspective what she gave in one of the many success stories that we have in the office. Quote, this is from her. I work a lot of hours at the computer every day, and my neck and shoulders would start to hurt by the middle of the work week. Since starting the chiropractic care plan, my neck and shoulders no longer ache at all during the work week. My posture has gotten even better. I never realized how much of little range of motion I had in my neck until I saw the results. Also, before chiropractic treatment, my husband and I were unable to get pregnant for over 1 year. After 4 months of receiving treatments, my husband and I are now expecting. Dr. Irvin has been awesome. I'm so glad I started coming.
That is truly a miracle. You know, it's over 1 year of trying and they can't get pregnant. And then a few months into care, well, what's the difference in a few months into care? It's not getting necessarily the low back adjusted.
It wasn't the pain.
It's getting the hips balanced
out. Exactly. Pelvis.
Getting the uterus to become, quite frankly, a more hospitable place.
Well, they call it, some doctors will call it an inhospitable or hostile uterus.
Yeah.
But she had a huge pelvic tilt.
And then those nerves are being pressured.
Yes.
And when you have that inhospitable environment, mm-hmm. that's tough to conceive and to get pregnant for so many folks out there that want to have a kid. It's just amazing. And it doesn't have anything to do with the bones. It has everything to do with the nerves, guys. This is why we go all the time and say we're not back pain doctors. We're nerve doctors. I mean, literally people getting pregnant in the office who come in for low back pain, but then realize that they've got some other things out of balance. Well, guess what? Everything else in your body starts to work better once your spine gets aligned. Get yourself checked out, folks. Listen, we want to give you a sincere thank you for tuning in today. If what we've discussed makes sense to you, if it's pertinent to you, if you got that feeling inside that this is for you, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 970-663-4494. We know a lot of you have been calling in with questions. We want to meet with all of you, but appointments really are limited. So please only schedule if you're serious about getting some help. One more time, 970-663-4494. We will get back to you as soon as possible. We can't wait to hear from you. Stay tuned next week for Mid-Back 101. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend.